This Sunday, ABC premieres a new series. It's called Jake in Progress. The show is already being called a male version of Sex and the City, but day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein begs to differ.
I know Sex and the City, and Jake in Progress, you are no Sex and the City. Now don't get me wrong. It's not like I believe Sex and the City was so good it could never be matched. Quite the contrary. I never felt a connection with Sex and the City because its perspective on love and dating seems so fundamentally female. I was excited to see Jake in Progress. It's high time a TV show grappled with romance from a man's point of view. Jake in Progress stars John Stamos as Jake Phillips, a single womanizing publicist who decides to find real love amid the temptations of his glamorous Manhattan existence. Here he tells his envious married friend, Adrian, he's ready to get serious.
I mean, come on, Adrian. How many vapid thong-wearing, tantric sex-loving models with fake tans and butterfly tattoos on the small of their back can I date? It's horrible.
Caitlin doesn't even have a small of her back.
ABC should be given some credit for the show. Normally, it has a million sitcoms with a laugh track and multiple cameras all pointing at a couch in a living room. But this show ditches the canned yucks and uses a single camera, giving the comedy the vibrancy of a movie. But despite the extreme makeover ABC has given this show, lying beneath its extensively manicured, tailored, exfoliated surface is yet another painfully average sitcom. The show traffics in cliché. Jake is basically a standard-issue charming cad, a walking supermodel magnet. The premiere episode trots out the most treasured cliché of eternal bachelorhood, one-night stand amnesia.
Ho! No, I remember. Of course I remember you. You have a cat, and I have allergies. See? I remember everything. So why don't we go grab a drink?
The other problem with the show is it's never explained why he suddenly aspires to monogamy. And it lacks something else Sex and the City had. Sex. You gotta feel bad watching an endearing actor like Stamos. You may remember him as the kindly Uncle Jesse who helped raise the Olsen twins on the 80s sitcom Full House. My guess is Jake in Progress will have a sweeps episode where Jake actually dates the Olsen twins. ABC squandered a great opportunity to match Sex and the City. Failing to give it a fresh spin only makes Jake in Progress suffer by comparison. Sorry, Jake, I just don't think we're compatible. I need to see other shows.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. The show Jake in Progress debuts this Sunday on ABC.